Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples right next to me here in the studio, and we're taking any question anyone in the world has about the Catholic faith. If you got a question about the Catholic faith and you live on Earth, you are welcome to call. If you're off Earth, if you want to pay the long distance bill, you can call as well. 888-318-7884 is that number. 888-318-7884. You don't have to like us. You don't even have to know very much about us. Maybe you haven't even ever heard of us before. You're like, Catholic? I never heard that word. But you call and ask a question. We're happy to answer it. 888-318-7884. And that's the last time I'll give out that number for a while, because we have another number. We have two other numbers that are actually very, very important this hour. First one is 15,000. Do you know why?
We have another match.
We have a match of $15,000. We want to put as much stress as we can on Tim's heart. A $15,000 dollar for dollar match again this hour. As I said, there are donors who have the means to make those kind of donations. They know that we have had some struggles during the summer this year. After a really wonderful pledge drive, actually, we got hit with some stuff that was kind of a surprise. Yep. But with your help, we'll be able to dig our way out of it. But it's a $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000 is that other number. And that's the number to call to help us meet that match. 888-291-8000, a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. Every dollar you pledge, look, if you pledge $10 a month, it's going to be matched immediately to us with $120 from our donor. If you pledge $100 a month, it's going to be matched immediately to us, $1,200. If you make it a $1,000 a month pledge, I'm just dreaming. All right. If you make $1,000 a month, then it's going to be matched up to $12,000. Everything up to $15,000 this hour is matched dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000. Or you can do the same thing and get involved with the same match at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know what, Cy? The thing about Catholic Answers that blesses, how about many things, that blesses my socks off, is we survive on the $25 a month givers.
I know.
You know, we don't get I've been around a long time. I've talked to people from all different apostolates and you name it, and lots of them will have seven-figure donors and such. We've never had one. Never. But you know what we have? Tens of thousands of folks that give $25 a month. It's that, folks, don't let the devil lie to you and say, well, you know, what is my $20 gift going to do? It's going to keep Catholic Answers on the air. That's what it's going to do. And we're not kidding you, folks. That's how we have done it for the 30, you know, plus years that Catholic Answers has been in existence. And I just believe that's just awesome. Now, if you can give seven figures, please do.
Yeah, we'll take it. The thing is, we'll put it to good use too. You can look at the books if you want. Anybody can look at the books. Chris Jack
The dollars can't be better spent than what we've got. A team you would not believe, from our board to our executive committee to everybody here at Catholic Answers. We've got quite a team. So, folks, when you pick up that phone at 888-291-8000, and please do. Because, yes, my heart is starting to race because we do have to hit a 15,000. And thank God we made that first hour.
Yeah, right. We forgot to tell people that. We made the first hour pledge. And thank you very, very much for that.
We did. But now here we go. We're starting all over again. So we need you to pick up that phone at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. As I promised, we're going to keep doing our regular job. Logan in Boise, Idaho, listening on Salt and Light Radio. You are up next. Logan, your question for Tim.
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing?
Really great. Good.
What's on your mind?
Right on. Well, hey, I really just felt compelled to call in today. I have listened for almost a year now, and I've probably called in 20 times. And I just really wanted to share today that it was through this program when I was randomly driving home from work one day and my radio station just happened to find Salt and Light here in Boise and Catholic Answers was playing. And it was through that program, your apostolate, that I was able to begin in investigating the Catholic faith again. And it was through that process of just the prayers of so many people, but also, you know, for me, Catholic Answers is such a place in my heart because I've returned to the faith through Catholic Answers and the Holy Spirit. But not only that, but my wife is now going through RCIA. My stepdaughter is now in the RCIC program. And we're having a baby in December that you better believe is going to be baptized. And beyond that, I'm going through the application process now to enroll at Holy Apostles College for a graduate degree in theology. And I just wanted to share that with everybody listening right now. I think it's so, so often we give to organizations where we know we're doing good, but it's tough to put a face or to put something tangible to that. And I just wanted to share with everybody that I am, you know, one of the many fruits that's coming from the Catholic Answers ministry. I'm eternally grateful. I, you know, hold it back to you just to say thank you for everything you're doing. And I just want to really encourage people listening to pick up the phone, to give $25 a month. You know, you'll hardly miss it. That's a couple lunches, you know, less during the work week. But it's really, it's changing lives. It's changed not only my life, my whole family's. And I'm forever grateful for it.
Wow! Wow! You left us speechless there for a while. It kept getting better and better. Yes. Logan, praise God! Thank you so much for that call.
Oh, amen. Oh my gosh, Logan, you just brought tears to my eyes, brother. Because you are exactly what this is all about, brother. Thanks so much for calling in, and please do stay in touch because we want to hear about how everything goes. And you know what? When your little baby is born, I'm sure it's going to be little Timothy. I know.
Cyril.
Logan, let us know, man, because we want to celebrate with you.
Yeah, and is Timothy Cyril or Cyril Timothy? Put it either way. Either way you want to go, Logan.
There you go.
Oh, brother, that's...
I appreciate it, guys.
Isn't God good? Isn't God good? So I assume at some point, I mean, I know there's all the intellectual stuff and there's the answering the questions and all that, but I assume that the Eucharist is at the heart of all of it. I mean, that's the heart of our faith. You must just be over the moon to be receiving the Eucharist.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, it's just that, you know, and what I've learned a lot through, you know, even some of Trent's books is that the truth is not relative. It's an absolute. And we have the truth in our Catholic faith. And
amen.
I think like so many people, I fell away in college because, you know, going right back to the parable of the sower, my faith in high school and stuff, it was just on rocky soil. I didn't have that firm footing, that good, rich soil and that foundation for it to really take root.
Yeah.
And Catholic Answers provided that. And I'm really excited for the future and for everything God has in store. And I'm just really, I'm just so proud to be Catholic.
Yeah.
I'm so proud to have an organization like this backing it. And I just really appreciate it.
Well, I don't know what else to say except thank you, Logan. What a great, joyful call
yes,
to get.
Yes,
Logan, thank you. Logan's my friend now because the way he said it, he said, even Trent Horn helped. I was like, yes, that's the way to talk about right. Trent Horn. Yeah, even Trent was helpful.
Even
to me.
Trent
yeah.
can help. Oh, my gosh. You know what, folks? That's the reason why if you've been on the fence and thinking about whether you're going to call, pick up the phone, folks. This is why we're here. This is why we're on the air. And we hear these testimonies day in and day out. And it never, my goodness, it never gets old. Are you kidding me?
No.
It brings tears to my eyes every time, just like Logan just did, my friends. And look, we're not going to be here, though, unless you call. I mean, that's the bottom line. We are, what is our budget? Like 65%. I'm talking to the entire apostolate. Is entirely
this.
On donations.
Yeah.
65%, about 35%, you know, with
book sales
and stipends for speaking and all the other stuff, 65%. But radio, folks, this is it. I mean, this is a huge part of our radio budget is coming in right now. So without you, we can't do it. And you don't hear testimonies like Logan anymore. I don't know what would be a better reason to pick up the phone right now at 888-291 8000. That's 888-291-8000. Folks, we need you to call now because we have a long way to go to meet this $15,000 challenge. We need you to call right now or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have 12 open lines right now. We need you to call 888-291-8000. You know what? I am not ashamed of, folks say, you know, what do you think about asking for money? I love asking for money. You know why? Because I believe in what we're doing here. Lives are being changed. There is no better way to spend your money than to support an apostle like Catholic Answers, through which the gospel of Jesus Christ, the fullness of the gospel that we alone possess as Catholics, nobody else has it. We alone as Catholics possess it in full, and we're proclaiming it to the world. I don't know of a better way to spend, as Logan said, that $25 a month.
Logan, thanks again for that wonderful call. People are going to think we put Logan up to that, but the man just called. We put him on the air. I feel a little bit like, well, come on now, fellas, you planned that.
No, we didn't.
We're telling you the truth. That Logan surprised us with that call and genuinely surprised us with all that. And it gets a little emotional around here when you get a call like that. That's a beautiful thing. And Logan, I hope you will call many, many times. And as we said, God bless you on the great journey you're on now. Let's take a call. Let's go to Nathan in North Carolina, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Nathan, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes. Good evening, guys. Not sure how I can, follow up Logan's call, but
I can't either.
Incredible. a couple of things is that I'm new to the church. I was confirmed on Easter this year.
And, hey, welcome home, brother.
Praise God.
Thank you so much. That is the best answer in the world. thank you so much for that. And Catholic Answers was instrumental in that. I came from atheism to Catholicism. And,
I swear people are going to think we said all this.
I know. I was sitting there thinking, gosh, do I really say this? Because everyone's going to think this is just paid programming. But, it's really not. I can promise you it's not. Also, thank you, because as I was waiting to come on, you guys had mentioned that don't let the devil lie to you that $25 a month doesn't make a difference, because that's exactly what I was thinking. So that changed my mind completely. So after this, I'll be calling the other number.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for that. Oh, thank you, guys. I can't tell you how much... This program, this Catholic Answers has meant to me. And so now to my question, I hate to take up so much time, I'm really on board with this, and so much so that I'd love to become a Catholic apologist at some point. I boldly emailed Trent Horn and said, hey, I need a mentor. I know you're probably busy, but could you spare some time? Yeah. And he was very polite. He's like, hey, I wish I could. I don't have enough time. But he recommended an article that he wrote, which I've read. But I wanted to ask you, Tim, if there was, I'm sure this is a very complex question, but what would be your recommendation? I'm reading the Catechism for a second time now. I listen to you guys and EWTN all day, every day. So what would you recommend?
Sure. Nathan, first, I recommend that you get a degree and graduate degree and or graduate degree in either philosophy or theology from a good Catholic school. And we have a number of them that we recommend here at Catholic Answers. Also, I recommend you write articles, any way that you can get yourself published, you know, anything from writing for getting involved with the parish newsletter to anything you can do. In fact, we take articles here at Catholic Answers in Catholic Answers magazine. They have to be good or they're not going to get in, but write, speak, get yourself recorded speaking, because I hire and I fire here at Catholic Answers when it comes to apologetics.
Why does that make me nervous when you said that right there?
Well, just apologists now.
Okay.
You don't have to worry.
All right.
But anyway, and I can tell you that's the first thing I ask for. I need to see samples of writing, and I want to hear you and your ability to present. And if you're good, and if we happen to be hiring, we'll bring you out and test you out and see how it goes. But that's the key. It's getting out there and remembering this most importantly. It's God who opens the doors. You know, you just start doing the best you can. And a lot of folks will end up not as apologists, but maybe teaching theology somewhere, you know, teaching at a high school, teaching at a college, university, or whatever. But it's about taking those steps and then letting the Holy Spirit take over. And it's amazing what he will do, Nathan.
Nathan, I have to say thank you for that call. What a bunch of delightful calls we're getting today.
You know what? And folks, look, we've got 14 open lines right now. We've been talking so much here, Cy, but I don't care because I love talking to folks like that, right? Those were two great testimonies, folks, and this is the reason why we need you to get on the phone right now because we're way behind. We hit that first hour, but we're way behind right now as far as making the $15,000 match. So folks, we need you right now. And for those who may have just tuned in, we are in a tight situation at Catholic Answers due to a shortfall this past summer where we got hit really hard. We were about $100,000 in the hole coming in. Plus, we have all the needs for radio and such. So we're in a place of, special need. How's that, Cy? We really do need you guys right now to get on the phones at 888-291-8000. And remember, we need your pledges. It doesn't matter if it's $5, if it's $15, if it's $25, and if it's monthly, that's all the better. That is what keeps us going, folks. Those monthly pledges are awesome. You may be able to give that $500, that $1,000. There might be somebody right now who can call in and give that $5,000 pledge. Please, we need your help because, like I said, we're way behind right now.
For this hour.
For this hour, we're way behind at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. There's a bunch of people ready to take your call. Every single person who answers that phone works here at Catholic Answers, and they're delighted to talk with you. They'd be happy to hear your story. I mean, we love it when people tell us how they came to the faith or what Catholic Radio has meant to them. But they'll also get you just done really quickly if you need that. You know, if you're pulling over to the side of the road and you want to just take care of it very quickly, just let them know. And it probably won't take more than 60 seconds to get the whole transaction complete. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All pledges or donations made at CatholicAnswersRadio.com also are part of this match for this hour. Up to the top of the hour, everything is being matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. So again, if you're driving and you want to pull over to the side of the road and just take care of it, well, it's optimized for the mobile phone as well as for the laptop. So CatholicAnswersRadio.com will work and it'll get you out of there quickly. I want to remind you again about the gifts that we have been given that we can share with you. Brand new book from Peter Kraft. It's called Ask Peter Kraft, The 100 Most Interesting Questions He's Ever Been Asked. This is a beautiful book. You know who Dr. Peter Kraft is. You're going to love the book.
Amazing.
And then Rod Bennett has a brand new book called Scripture Wars, How Justin Martyr Rescued the Old Testament for Christians. You may not know the story about this, but there was some on both sides of the question, some who said get rid of the Hebrew scriptures, and some who said, well, you have to follow every single rule in the Hebrew scriptures in the early church. Neither of those sides won. Justin Martyr won because he was on the side of Jesus. And that's why he's a saint now. So Scripture Wars is about those. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month, it makes a huge difference to us. These monthly pledges are the lifeblood of any apostolate like ours, but especially for us, because we do not have, as Tim said, those $500,000 million donors. It just has not happened. That hasn't been our lot. That's not what the Lord has made happen for us. But he's always taking care of us because people call and make a $10 a month pledge or a $15 a month pledge. And if you can do $18 a month or more, we'll send you both of those books. If you can do $45 a month or more, we'll add Catholicism, The Pivotal Players, the new DVD set from Bishop Robert Barron. And this is the one on Fulton Sheen and Flannery O'Connor. He's kind of doing a brilliant thing. He's just basically finding the greatest Catholics and doing bits on them that are connected to his Catholicism work that he's done.
Yes.
This one comes with four because it's got some of Sheen's Life is Worth Living with it. It's also got a behind-the-scenes look at what Bishop Barron does. And then you get a full DVD with materials on Flannery O'Connor and a full DVD with materials on Fulton J. Sheen. Not too long until he's Saint Fulton J. Sheen, I think. That's what I think. That's just my opinion, which is fallible. We want to send you that stuff, and we really want to use up the match. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let us go now to another. It's all right, Nick, if I go to another. Yeah, okay, let's go to another call. Devin in Michigan, listening on the great Ave Maria Radio. You are up next. Devin, your question for Tim.
Hello, Devin.
Hello.
Hi, yes. Devin.
Welcome, Devin. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Devin. You're on the air with Tim Staples. Your question, please.
Actually, my name's Angel. I'm calling from Anaheim, California.
Oh, okay.
Angel, we had a switcheroo there and we didn't know it. Okay, Angel, we've spoken with you before. It's very nice to have you on.
Yes, we have.
We're going to have to be a little bit quick with your question, though, because we're coming near the bottom of the hour.
Oh, really quick. When I encounter a lot of atheist young people. I'm a youth minister in a parish.
Gotcha.
And they basically, most of them say, I don't believe in God because I haven't seen God. Where's God? You know, he's right. Not visible.
Right.
And, you know, what would be your advice how to go or speak to someone that tells you that?
Yes, Angel, it's a great question. The hiddenness of God, there's a lot to say there, but I love the way Pope St. John Paul the Great answered this question in his wonderful book, which was an interview, actually, called Crossing the Threshold of Hope. And his response is a little bit different. He says that the issue is not why hasn't God revealed himself more, but if anything, he revealed himself too much. And what did he mean by that? What we need to do is focus our response on the life and the person, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And of course, that should be the focal point of all of our evangelization as Catholics. And yeah, we have to do preamble work, I get that. But we've got as quickly as possible, get it to the person of Jesus Christ. Because when you consider the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the fact that, as I mentioned earlier, Angel, he fulfilled scores of prophecies from the Old Testament that are inexplicable in human terms. He performed miracles that both friend and foe acknowledged as such. Even, you know, the Talmuds, centuries later, the Jews were still acknowledging that he performed miracles, though they would claim it was by the power of the devil. And of course, that's absurd because the devil doesn't have that power. He doesn't have the power to perform miracles. He can perform things that mimic miracles or appear to be, but not true miracles. So when we look at this and we see this, the God-man Jesus Christ and how he lived and how he died, as Pope St. John Paul said in that article, he actually didn't have a little loincloth on, folks. He was hung naked before the world, and not because he had to. Remember, he said in John 10:18, think not that you take my life. I give it as a ransom for all. I give it. Because at any moment, in fact, Jesus said he could call for a legion of angels. In fact, at every second when he's nailed to that cross, he could simply with a thought eliminate everything and be taken down from that cross. But it was love and love alone that kept him on that cross. So the fact is, he reveals himself. He hangs naked before the world to see, showing us how much he loves us. And John Paul brings this point out that, you know, even if you consider human relationships, when a man and a woman are courting, for the woman or the man to show too much in the relationship becomes ugly. But you want to keep the mystery, of course, until the wedding, right? Until the wedding. When you have that first moment of intimacy, right? And there's a beauty in that hiddenness because you don't want to overwhelm the partner and overwhelm the free will. And this is what happens, by the way, when folks are courting and they do become sexually active, then they become, there's a binding that happens there. And then the lower faculties kick in, and there's a loss of true freedom in the relationship. And then they're tied to one another, and sometimes they get married out of for the wrong reasons. And so that's what John Paul means by it can be ugly to reveal yourself too much, because you need to respect the beloved. So the beloved makes a free choice. And this is one of the reasons for the hiddenness of God and the hiddenness even in the life of Jesus Christ. He doesn't want to overwhelm us. But the fact is, when you look at the God-man hanging on the cross, if anything, as John Paul said, he reveals himself too much. And why is that? Because in the midst of Jesus demonstrating that he's God through his miracles and the fulfillment of prophecies and all that he did, he respects our freedom all the while, because he wants us to freely choose to love him. Anyway, Angel, I wish we had more time, but we don't.
Thanks, Angel. Thanks very much. It is open forum. Tim Staples here for this entire hour. I am Cy Kellett, your host. And remember, we are coming to you asking for your support of this apostolate. We can only do it four times a year. We're doing it right now. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. 888-291-8000 is the number.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Get the answers on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
All right, it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. We got a half hour left. We got way more than half of our $15,000 match to make up this hour. It's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but it's not a struggle. In a real sense, we know that God has plenty of money, and some of it might be in your pocket right now. So if you want to call and share it, you can call 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. That's the number. It gets you right into this building. You will be talking to an employee of Catholic Answers, and they will be happy to help you make your pledge. You can make a pledge of $18 a month or more. Every bit of it is matched dollar for dollar immediately. And we also send you two wonderful books, Scripture Wars from Rod Bennett and Ask Peter Kraft by the inimitable Peter Kraft. If you can make a pledge of $45 a month or more, or a one-time pledge of $500, we'll send you those two books, but we'll also send you the four DVD set, the latest in the Catholicism series from Bishop Robert Barron.
Yes.
Catholicism, the Pivotal Players. This one is on Fulton Sheen and on Flannery O'Connor. We'd love to send you all of it. I also should mention, because there have been a few people who have made $1,000 pledges and a couple that have made larger than $1,000 pledges. We're very, very grateful for that. But I didn't mention that if you make a $1,000 pledge, you become a member of the President's Club, and there are a variety of benefits that accrue to that. Among them, we send you everything that we publish throughout the year. We just send it. We put it in an envelope. We send it to you. Everything that we publish this year. So you get all the books, the DVDs, the
CDs,
MP3 downloads,
MP3s,
the 8-track tapes. Although we're not doing any 8-track tapes. Don't worry. You're not getting any 8-track tapes.
We do beta, but not 8-track.
We'll send you a Betamax of our... that's the President's Club. If you are a person of exceptional means who can make a pledge of $5,000 or more, then you're a member of the Founders Circle. That also comes with a host of benefits. Among them, we have a thing called Founders Weekend, which is like a retreat we all do together, but it's also a chance to kind of pick the brains of people who have been out there in the world doing Amen. It about how can we do what we do better. And man, it does make us better. Like Amen. You go to that Founders Weekend and you hear from these top-notch professional people who can say,
"Incredible!
Oh, have you thought about doing this?" And we're like, no. Well, now we did.
We've actually implemented a couple of things, too.
Right.
I mean, sometimes folks will say things that's impossible we could actually implement, but we have actually implemented a couple of things. Because you know what, folks? Right now, we need to make our $15,000 match, and we need your help, because we have 12 open lines. There's only 3 people right now that are talking to folks. So please, folks, we need to get that match. We have a $15,000 match. Everything that you pledge right now is doubled, folks. Come on. You got to take advantage of this right now to help us. Please, 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We cannot leave some of that $15,000 dangling. As Cy says, we only do this once a quarter, man. We've really got to take advantage of it. Now, there are some of you out there, I know you're already donors, but you could up that donation. Can I talk to you just for a second? Maybe you already give $10 a month. Up it to 20. Some might be given 25. Up it to 50. Maybe that $50 a month can become 75 or can become 100. Folks, we need to hear from you as well. Remember, there are a lot of folks, and we hear, Cy, we hear this. I've heard the testimonies many times. I'll have folks actually email me or write to me and say, "Tim, I heard the drive. I wanted to give. I just could not because I'm in such financial straits." Folks, some of you can give to make up for those who want to and they can't, especially those who are already donors, and you up that donation, folks. Give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. But as we have been saying, we continue to do our regular job. We only take some time out of each hour when we're doing these pledge drives. So if you would be so kind as to fill up the lines right now, as Tim said, we're about halfway full. When you call, hey, look, Chris Check, the president, his line is open right now. I'm looking for who else. Oh, Donna. Donna Barrick, she's the director of marketing. Her line's open right now.
You got better eyes than I do, brother.
I'm kind of just guessing that those are the lines I'm looking at. 888-291-8000 is the number. Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And that is mobile friendly. If you want to do it on a phone, it'll work there. Now, having said that, back to the phone lines for questions. And we go to Carrie in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Carrie, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I know the past couple callers have given a little bit of a testimony, and I had planned on doing it before they said anything, but I thought I should just share one quick note. I'm since out of college, but back when I was in college, I called in, and I was going through an atheist period, and the Trent Horn completely obliterated my Bill Maher talking points. So I was kind of resentful to him for that. But that kind of ruminated with me for a while. And so I've since come back to the church. And it's been about a year now that I've been a practicing Catholic. And I've been really on fire.
Somebody's got to
for my faith.
Somebody's got to break down those Bill Maher arguments. So God bless Trent for doing it.
Amen.
So go ahead, your question for Tim. You
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that, Kerry. But what's on your mind, brother?
Yep. All right, so Matthew 11:30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yes.
I want a little bit of clarification just on how we can reconcile that verse with the idea that we are the church militant and, you know, we're supposed to take up our cross.
Yes.
And this is a battle and it's going to be a struggle. I kind of have an idea of how this can be answered, but I would love your clarification on that.
Great question, my friend. And here's the key. Yes, the yoke of Jesus is easy and his burden is light. But the problem is we are beset by the sin. You know, we mentioned earlier, Hebrews chapter 12, the sin which doth so easily beset us. And that brings tons of weights down on us, right? It can be sin. It can be all the preoccupations of life. Our lack of putting God first in our lives creates all kind of weight. And there's only one way to get rid of that weight, and that's through repentance, turning away, and that's hard. Metanoia, right, Kerry? The Greek word metanoia for repentance means a change of mind. We have to turn, and it's hard and it's painful to begin to walk in that other direction. But once we do, see, the hard part, and we have to do it daily, right? Remember St. Paul said, I tell you the truth in Christ Jesus, and I lie not. I die daily. We have to die and die again and again and again. St. Paul, again, comes to mind in Romans 8:35-39, when he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, right? Shall persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? For as it is written, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, and we are killed all the day long. But then he says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who has loved us. So notice, it's I'm crucified with Christ, right? And I'm throwing out a lot of verses of scripture here, but Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Guess what? That's painful. We have to die with Christ, and that's a daily dying, and that involves taking up the cross. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. We experience the life of Christ and that burden lifted, right? His easy yoke, when we die, we experience that resurrected life, right? I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So it appears on the surface, Kerry, almost to be a contradiction, but it's not. Because our life consists not in just a one-time, this is one of the biggest errors of the once saved, always saved Protestants, you know, you only have to take up your cross once. You know, and then you're saved and praise God, you're going to heaven, doesn't matter what you do. Oh, of course that's false, because we have to take up our cross daily. And you rightfully mentioned, Kerry, Luke 9:23, unless a man take up his cross daily and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. So the taking up of the cross, the metanoia, turning away from sin, turning toward God, begging for God's grace, that's not easy, my friend. But once we do that, we experience. And I know, Kerry, as I say this, this is my life experience. Now, this doesn't apply to Cy because he never sins, so he doesn't understand this. But in my life, I see this in the series of difficulties that I encounter in my life, where, oh my goodness, I can't wait to get to confession on Saturday. And then you experience that resurrected life, and it's over and over and over again. Does that kind of get at the answer, Kerry?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what I was thinking is, you know, it's what our sinfulness and our own inability to provide for ourselves and to provide for our own salvation. That's what weighs us down, and that's the battle we're always fighting. But luckily,
absolutely,
we have Christ on our side. So I appreciate the answer.
And Kerry, you know, the beautiful thing is we can't do it. Jesus has called us to an eternal salvation that we cannot accomplish apart from his grace. But knuckleheads that we are like the guys in Genesis 11 that are trying to build the Tower of Babel, right? I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to build this tower to heaven. No, you can't do it. But in Christ, I can do all things.
Carrie, thank you very, very much. Appreciate that. It's open forum. We got, if you're online, stay on the line. We still got a bunch of time to answer questions, but I do have to let our listeners know, let you know that we are in asking mode right now because as the year comes to a close, this is the last time we'll get to come and speak with you. This week is the last opportunity we'll have to come and ask you to support this apostolate. The way it works is this apostolate produces this radio program, Catholic Answers Live. It goes out to anybody who wants to broadcast it anywhere in the world for free. More and more, it is being broadcast around the world. Regularly, we get calls, emails, texts from all over Africa. We get them from all over Asia. I got a guy who checks in with me every now and then from Micronesia to say hello on Facebook while the show is going on. Australia, we just came back from Australia. This is a global ministry now in where people can get their questions answered. You'd be surprised at how often we will get questions from the Middle East. Yes. We will get someone who is listening. I don't know exactly how they're listening, via internet, I assume, somewhere in Saudi Arabia
Yemen. Shortwave radio.
Oh, yeah, right.
Through EWTN.
Through EWTN, who does a brilliant job, or through one of the many apps that we're available on.
Yeah.
But we got to pay for it in order to make it. I can honestly tell you, we don't waste your money. That's not how this apostolate works. We pay for the lights, we pay for the salaries, we have the employees that we need, but we don't have more than we need. As a matter of fact, if anybody is overworked that I know, it's Nick the sound man. He's constantly working on something. Yeah. It's usually something that Trent Horn has come to him the last moment to ask him to do. But he also does work for the rest of us. Maybe I pick on Trent Horn too much. I don't know. But in any case,
you need to pick on him
pick
more.
Pick on him more. All right. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Somebody who I don't know, I'm sure that they know Chris Check, our president, has given us that $15,000, said go out and match it. We know that if we can make our matches throughout this pledge drive, then we are fully funded for the next 3 months. And all around the world, you are helping people know the fullness of the truth about Christ and his church. And that's all. We don't have another agenda. We really, truly don't have another agenda. We're not trying to push a political candidate. We're not trying to solve all the world's problems or inflict our opinions on people around the world. We just want people to know the truth about Christ and his church. We know that that's what you want as well. We're asking if you would be our partner in that.
Folks, can I ask him one more time?
Yeah.
Pick up the phone. 888-291-8000. We have 12 lines that are open right now. And for this last 15 minutes, we really need your help, folks. We have to make this match and beyond. Let's take it beyond, folks. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or you can call 888-291-8000. But we got a lot of lines open right now and we need your help.
Almost exactly half the match to use up for this hour still, and we are more than three quarters of the way through the hour because we finish up here at about 56 minutes after the hour. Look at this. We are joined in studio now by the big man himself, the El Jefe, the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hi, Chris Check.
Actually, both you guys are bigger than I am.
Well, now you're talking about my belly. That's mean.
No, I mean in the reach of your work and in the number of people you're helping.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah. I just got off the phone with a lovely young lady from Houston, Texas. Of course, she's from Texas. So, of course, she's
all
lovely.
The lovely
right,
young
right,
ladies.
Right. Sure. Anyway, she's telling me about how she just made a $1,000 gift.
God bless
her. And she said, this is my thank you to Catholic Answers Live because Catholic Answers Live brought me into the church. And then she told me the story. Her husband was dying of cancer. And she just said, I'm going to stop running away from Jesus and I'm going to start running towards him. Wow. And so she started listening on the radio, and first it was the Christian stations. And as she put it, as so many do when they tell us these stories, I don't know how it happened, but I eventually found Catholic Answers Live. I never even knew there was such a thing as Catholic radio, but there I found it, Catholic Answers Live, and I listened to you every day, 2 hours a day, and I started listening to the podcast. So as you hear me say to the staff from time to time, Cy and Tim, we're not the cause,
no.
We're the occasion, right? And the Holy Spirit is the cause. And when I hear these stories about how the Holy Spirit is using our program to bring someone in, and she says, the Catholic Church, she came in 2018. the Catholic Church has brought me so much peace and joy and happiness. And she says, and it started with Catholic Answers Live. So here is my thank you gift to you, $1,000. So my friends, here's the thing. Obviously, this young lady's coming into the Catholic Church is worth, you know, so much more than $1,000. We can't even count that, right? Because that's a soul that's on its way to glory, right?
Yes.
So, folks, I just invite you, when you make a gift to us, and whether it's for $1,000 or for 10 or for 10 a month, which is easy to do.
Amen.
Okay? And those pledges really help us, and they love you in accounting, by the way, with the pledges.
Right.
Because it makes it easy for us to do our books and to budget. You are going to make happen this story, more stories like the one that I just told this lovely young lady in beautiful Houston, Texas. That is what you will do. And then you will be the occasion as well. And the Holy Spirit will be the cause. He's going to use you as well.
You know, we have a wonderful problem. All the phone lines are full.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Please keep calling and go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have not met our match, so we really need to get there. We've only got 15 minutes left, so we need you now. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Keep calling, 888, that's 888-291-8000. We have got to hit this match. Is there somebody out there right now? Because we got a line open just for you. Maybe you can give that $5,000 right now to take us over the top.
What if somebody wants to, says, you know, we've talked about these donors who are able to give, say, $15,000 as a match. What if somebody wants to do that? How do they get in touch with you?
When they call, whoever you get, just say, I'd like Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers, give me a call, and we'll get their phone number, and I'll give them a call, and we'll get that set up.
Because I know that has happened before, where we end up with our last day of the pledge drive, we end up with pledge money because somebody called and made that pledge.
I want to throw another $10,000 challenge or another $15,000 challenge. And if you do that, my friends, we will meet it.
Praise God.
Yeah, well, we got to work to do this hour, but we're going to meet it this hour.
The Holy Spirit will help us meet it.
Amen. All right. And those people calling right now at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Lots of people still on the phone. How about we go back to the phones?
I'm going to go back to my phone. God bless you guys.
God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers. Let's go to John in San Antonio, Texas now, listening on the EWTN app. John, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes. Hi. Hearing all the testimonies that have been going on, brings me to mind that the book I just started is Salam Shalom by Alan Ames, which is a great testimony in that book.
Yes.
And if anyone would read that, you see a beautiful testimony going on from a man that went to the Middle East and going through the Holy Lands unintentionally. But my question is,
yes,
how would someone recognize spiritual warfare?
That's a great question. And I think if you're breathing and you're a baptized Catholic who has received the sacraments of initiation and you're trying to live your faith, you are already experiencing spiritual warfare. It's just a matter of recognizing. And I can tell you, brother, you know, if you look at the life of St. John Vianney, here's the patron saint of pastors. He knew when something really good was going to happen the next day by the level of attack that came the night before from the devil. Now, of course, he was on a level so far beyond where I am, maybe, you know, about where Cy is, but so far beyond where I am, right? And of course, I'm laughing. But at any rate, I know in my life and in my small way, John, that when I have like a really good confession, like, and I go to confession a lot. In fact, ever since I've gotten these aneurysms in my brain and on my heart, it's caused me to go to confession a lot more. But it's almost now, it's predictable that after a good confession, I know the devil is going to come to try to disturb my peace. See, as you know, John, 1 Peter 5:8 says, the devil is as a roaring lion, and he seeks those whom he can devour. He hates us because we're loved by God. He hates everyone who is loved by God. That means all of us. And so he wants to destroy our peace. He wants to do anything he can to move us away from our peace and our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so you can recognize that spiritual warfare. And I don't want to you know, put everything on the devil. But the devil is an important aspect of this because he hates us and he's out for our souls. But also the world influence we can recognize, which has an intelligence behind it, namely Satan, the world system of things. There is an intellect behind it. When you see how nations tend to, you know, galvanize together against the church, for example, in favor of the slaughter of innocent preborn children, and now infanticide and euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide and the pornography and the evils. You can see the orchestration of evil in the world. That's part of what we combat in spiritual warfare. And then most importantly, the flesh, our own temptations and the fomes peccati, the tendency to sin that we have, sins past that we're tempted to commit again. All of this we should recognize in the temptation, in the tendency, that's spiritual warfare. And in every aspect of this, all of it should point us to God. And should be a reinforcement of our absolute, utter need for the grace of God every second of every day. That's the heart of spiritual warfare as it's described by St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 10. And down he goes, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in heavenly places. And he exhorts the Ephesians there. Actually, that was chapter 10. Now I'm going to get back to chapter.
I didn't want to correct you.
That was, yeah. Now let's get back to Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the whole armor of God, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we need the breastplate of, what is it, of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation and such. Why? To do battle. Now, actually, that's the introduction to verse 12. I'm sorry, it wasn't chapter 10. This is Ephesians 6 now, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in heavenly places. And so this is the battle of our lives, my friend, and none of us are somehow given a pass from this spiritual warfare. We're all in it. We need to pray for one another. And that's the reason, one of the reasons among many, we need the corporate worship, our brothers and sisters in Christ, to pray for us, to join arms together to fight the good fight of faith.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks very, very much for that call. Appreciate it. And everybody who has called today, I got to give out that the pledge phone number. I'm just going to be a little level with you. I'll just be honest with you right now. We got about 3 more minutes on the air.
Oh my gosh.
We're $5,000 away.
Oh my goodness.
We need 5
goodness.
Grand to make the match. So
and we've got 5 minutes?
We got 3 minutes on the air and then about 7 minutes till the top of the hour.
Folks, so we need $5,000.
In 7 minutes.
Folks, we need you to come through now. And we've got open lines at 888-291-8000. You've been thinking about it. Now stop thinking. Pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, can you tell them, Cy, if they get in, we're going to stay on the phone, right?
Oh, yeah. No, as long as the phones are ringing, we'll stay here answering the phones.
Okay.
As long as the phones are ringing. And that usually goes on for, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes after and all those will count towards the match. But we're, as I said, now we're 6 minutes from the top of the hour and we're $5,000 away from our match. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And that will keep lines open. If that's convenient for you, go ahead and go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you can make a pledge, let's just give an example. Right now, I have Elizabeth in New York pledged $25 a month.
Okay,
that's immediately matched. $300 is immediately matched because the whole pledge would be $300 over the course of the year.
Gotcha.
And so it's $600 to us that Elizabeth just gave us, basically. Plus, she was able to give more than $18 a month. So we're going to send her 2 books, Scripture Wars from Rod Bennett, which his publisher, Sophia Institute Press, generously made available to us. And Sophia Institute Press also have made available Ask Peter Kraft, the 100 most interesting questions he's ever been asked by Dr. Peter Kraft. We'll send you both of those books. We'd love to send them to you. If you can make that $25 a month pledge, maybe you could do a $50 a month pledge. You know, maybe you're one of those people who is really especially blessed and you could do $1,000 or maybe $2,500. Maybe you could cover the whole $5,000. I don't know what your situation is, but if you're one of those people for whom that's possible.
So keep calling, folks.
888-291-8000 is the number. We got a long way to go, and we'll let you know right when we come on the air tomorrow whether or not we made the match. Don't stress. Don't worry. God is good.
Why am I stressed and why am I worried?
I'm not talking to you either. I'm talking to the listener. I do believe we'll make it. But I just wanted to let you know where we were. And I'm looking now, and we're 4,500 away. So we're getting closer. 5 minutes to go. 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me say that number a little bit more slowly. 888-291-8000. Or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I can still say it, 888-291-8000. We still got airtime. 888-291-8000.